Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is time, as we mentioned throughout the show, to be joined by a dude that's been awesome. A, on the field, B, to cover, was a captain last week, knocked a dude into next week on the Jaden Daniels Hail Mary, three-time Super Bowl champion with the Kansas City Chiefs, and new here, but a big part of what the Commanders are building. It's Nick Allegretti, and he's with us here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app on the BetQL guest hotline. Hey, Nick, it's Chris Russell here. Always good to catch up with you and talk to you. Appreciate your time. How are you?
I'm great, Chris. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with this. And again, I know you guys are busy, so I appreciate you making time for us. The final play on Sunday, you know, everybody knows about Jaden and Noah and the pure elation. But, dude, you knocked somebody into Thursday, and I don't know if he's come back up yet. Like, that was pretty cool, man.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those plays. You're just scrambling. Everyone's scrambling around, trying to make a block, trying to give Jaden some space, and just kind of a perfect situation. You know, my backer dropped. He was fine, so I was free and get one of those, kind of like when you hit a home run, just a clean hit that feels, you know, just a perfect shot.
Yeah, a little walk-off almost, no doubt about it. Like, it was almost like you were Freddie Freeman the other night with the walk-off grand slam. Loved it, because that obviously helped Jaden reset his feet, reset his mechanics after scrambling to the right and back to the left and all of that good stuff. When you're going through that sequence, right, and I'm so impressed that you guys got two plays off with 6 seconds left, you know, something else I can ask you about, but when you're going through a play like that where you don't know where the quarterback's going, I mean, he's obviously trying to find a clear lane, like, what are you thinking and what are you trying to accomplish? Is it just head on a swivel time because you don't know where he's going? How do you, I guess, mentally compress all of that?
Yeah, so it depends on what they're rushing. So generally, a lot of teams will go three-man rush. If that's the case, you know, it'll be left tackle and running back, double team, guard center, and then guard and tackle. So it'll be three double teams. With the spy, it was a little bit different, but you have a basic understanding of, you know, who you're working with, who you're working to. But after, you know, 3-4 seconds, you know, it just becomes chaos and a lot of running, a lot of heavy breathing, and hoping Jaden's got time to set his feet and throw.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Nick Allegretti with us from the Washington Commanders with us here on the Team 980 as they get set for the New York Giants this Sunday. We'll get to that in a sec. So you mentioned the three-man rush. That's pretty normal in your eyes, and I've seen that before. Others have said, whoa, wait a second. Why did they only rush three? And why was Montez Sweat, who was banged up, not there? And why did they have a spy? So you're saying, if I heard you correctly, and I want you to maybe expound on it, three-man rush, not that abnormal for you, but having the spy was a little bit different.
Yeah, I would say the three-man rush is one of those things that certain teams do certain things. There's teams that rush one. There's teams that rush two, three, four. It really just depends on what their plan is. The spy was interesting for sure. I don't know if maybe they thought that Jay didn't have the arm to get it there, so they were planning for more of a kind of a schoolyard BS, to use the longest yard quote, but one of those type plays. So, you know, that could have been the thought behind having the spy. I'm sure they had a plan. And then, you know, obviously, you know, the cards fell our way. So
were you ever in, I can't remember in Kansas City if you were involved in anything like that, but have you ever in your football career been involved in a walk-off Hail Mary?
No, never part of a walk-off Hail Mary. Been part of some overtime games where, you know, you score a touchdown, sure, game over, but never never part of a Hail Mary in general, even at the end of half or anything like that. We've thrown a couple, and, you know,
yeah,
typically you throw it, somebody tips it, and a lot of oohs and ahs, and and you jog to the locker room. So never really been part of something like that. That was incredible.
If I remember correctly, you were involved in a walk-off winner last year with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I actually was thinking about the Chargers game,
yeah,
regular season when I said it, and then, yeah, realized that there was a little more significant one.
That's okay. That's okay. One last one on that particular play, and I guess the opponent. I know you grew up in the Chicagoland area. You and I have talked about that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everybody. Did you grow up a Bears fan?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the majority of Chicagoland grows up Bears fans. There's a few Colts fans in there, and mm-hmm, then a couple of Packers fans that are not too well liked. But yeah, so it's no. I mean, I was a diehard Bears fan,
yeah,
for the first 23 years of my life.
And yeah,
shoot, even being in the AFC the last 5 years, I got to follow them pretty well.
But right
now we're in the NFC, so I had to fully drop that, but still got, you know, a ton of family members and friends that were conflicted watching that game, for sure.
Yeah, so you didn't feel bad at all winning on Sunday?
No,
and
absolutely
beating them.
Not. Listen, I hope the Bears go out there and win next week.
Right,
but not,
right.
Not too invested in
exactly
winning when we're playing.
Exactly. Nick Allegretti, of course, was team captain last Sunday, and has been great at left guard for the Washington Commanders in his first year here, 6-2, heading to the New York Giants. We appreciate a couple of minutes with him here on the Team 980. So let me ask you this. Earlier in the game, De'Ami Brown had a screen. I think it was the De'Ami
yep.
Brown one, right? Because Cosme was on OZ. So De'Ami had the screen. Maybe you were in violation. Maybe you were, and by the technical letter of the law, there is nothing that is driving me more crazy than this emphasis on illegal man downfield. In your eyes, what did you do wrong, or did you not do anything wrong on that play?
You know, definitely something I could fix there. We've already switched the technique. It's an easy fix for us. Just really trying to stay flat till I clear the tackle box will really solve all those issues. And it's one of those things. Our O-line coach mentioned it after the game. It's anytime you're playing a defensive head coach, is Eberflus defensive?
Yeah. Eberflus was. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I said that and then all of a sudden doubted it. But yeah.
Nope, you're right on.
They're always on the refs for mm-hmm. the illegal man downfield. They watch. They're watching it from the first rep, and then especially with the RPO game that we've had some success in
right.
this season, you know that the coaches are warning the refs. You know the refs are watching it. So it's just something we're going to have to be a little bit more conscious of. But I think definitely an easy fix, just a small technique fix, taking an extra couple steps at the line of scrimmage before you climb.
Okay.
Just tough, man. Feel, you know, as an offensive lineman, you feel shitty here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like De'Ami just made a great play, a couple good cuts, got upfield, and it's like, you know, it gets called back for, you know, it's that's one of the worst parts of offensive line is getting a play called back because of you. And realistically, what I did probably did not affect the play. So that part's tough.
Well, that's the part that's been driving me crazy. And listen, I know they call holding penalties on the other side of an incomplete on third down, and you're like, oh, we got to stop. And then they call third, you know, holding on the cornerback mm-hmm. on the other side that has nothing. So I get that they have to call penalties that don't necessarily directly affect the play or the game. It's just between the increased emphasis and the fact that it's such a weird rule. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, they didn't call the face mask, Nick. I don't know if you watched it.
Uh-huh.
Last Thursday night in the end zone on Sam Darnold, right, which was a huge play and an obvious, but yet they call you guys every other snap for illegal man downfield, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely frustrating, but, you know, it's part of the game. I don't want to get to any type of, in my opinion, I don't want to get to any type of game where, you know, every play is reviewed mm-hmm. and, you know, New York's watching everything and they're throwing flags 30
sure.
seconds late. I don't want to be a part of that. Just the same thing with baseball, watching the sure. World Series. You know, I don't want to be sitting there having a computer call balls and strikes. Yeah. The refs, the umps, they're part of the game. Sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. Definitely frustrating, but it's part of the game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I do love that part as
Understood.
Well.
Understood. All right, you're a three-time Super Bowl champion, as everybody knows. You played with Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, so on and so forth. Just came over from there, as we mentioned. And now you have this wonder kid, Jaden Daniels, who seems like, you know, everything and a bag of chips that you could ever want. Not from a physical talent, not from a career achievement. I mean, obviously, he's got a ways to go, and he's got to prove that and all that, and everything's off to a great start. How would you compare Jaden, behind the scenes, in the huddle, in the building, and wherever, to Patrick Mahomes in terms of their demeanor, their maturity, their poise, their personalities?
I think that, one, obviously, that's an incredible comparison to make. Pat has done some special things in this league, and it's obviously things Jaden has his eye on doing as well.
Sure.
I think the maturity is probably the closest comparison that I can draw.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty of being Jaden right now is not, I don't think, fully understood. I mean, he was obviously a superstar last year at LSU, won the Heisman. Everyone knew he was going to be a top three pick. So he's becoming accustomed to that superstardom for sure. But the level that it's hitting now, it's tough. It is absolutely tough becoming a superstar at the National Football League level. And I saw Pat handle that incredibly well.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to be affecting Jaden at all. He is showing up every day, still earliest guy in the locker room, working his butt off. So it's really cool to see. And I think the maturity is probably the biggest comparison is, you know, handling the off the field, the on the field, the pressure, the excitement, the highs and the lows. I mean, there's, you know, in the National Football League, you're going to lose football games.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter who you are. Nobody's gone undefeated since the Dolphins. So you're going to lose. So handling the roller coaster of emotions is absolutely a challenge. I think he's done an awesome job with that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, just from the outside and the little bit of peek that I get inside. Washington Commanders guard, three-time Super Bowl champion Nick Allegretti with us for another couple of moments. Nick, I wanted to, before I run out of time, so a couple of weeks ago, I think it was after the Carolina game, but maybe it wasn't, but I'm pretty sure it was. A couple of us were kind of like waiting to talk to you, and you were like, hang on, guys, you know, and you're zipping up your suitcase kind of at like the middle of the locker room area, and you're like, I bring so much stuff, and I think I relate to you a story. At the time, I was like, oh man, I'm an overpacker or whatever. So I have a question for you. Are you a superstitious guy? Do you bring any? Does anything have to come with Nick Allegretti on a road trip, i.e. this weekend, or even a home game where you guys got to be in the hotel Saturday night? Is there anything superstitious that Nick Allegretti has with him?
Yeah.
That you can tell us,
get into everything.
That you can tell us on the radio.
Yeah, no, I guess I generally have a coin on me. I'm a coin collector,
okay.
So any of my most recent purchases, I'll usually keep with me for a day or two and travel with it.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things I just like looking at for a day or two before I put it away. A Rubik's Cube, usually.
Mm.
I always bring my pillow. You guys didn't see that in the locker room. I left that in the car, but always bring my pillow. So I don't want to say I'm superstitious,
mm-hmm.
And I don't want to hit the little stitious quote either. But
yeah,
I got a little bit of quirks to me. So a lot of things I like to do. I want to make sure that the team provides everything, but yeah. I want to make I prepare as if the team forgot everything.
I love that. I love that philosophy.
I make sure that I've got everything.
I love that philosophy because, I was relaying to you at the time. I used to travel with the team long before you got here, and they would always make fun of me for bringing a big suitcase to an overnight trip. And, these trips are like, Saturday afternoon from like 2 until whenever the game ends, an hour after the game ends, you're up in the air, an hour and a half, whatever. And then you're back home that night, and everybody used to laugh and make fun of me. But I'd bring everything in case I dribbled food all over my suit. I needed another suit, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was curious as to if you had any superstitions. All right, speaking of weird superstitions or whatever, today is Halloween. Are you a big Halloween guy?
I am. Obviously, as a kid, was a big Halloween guy. You didn't get to this size skipping out on candy. So definitely was a big Halloween guy as a kid. And then now, being a father, really excited. Got
sure.
One of my daughters, Elise, is going to be a cow. Olivia is going to be a chicken, so very excited about that.
How old are they? Nick?
They're a little bit under 2, so
okay.
We'll probably do 3 houses, and then we'll hand out candy the rest of the night. But
that's great.
Very excited. We decorated the house last night, so they came in down in the morning and had streamers and bats.
Oh,
and,
that's awesome!
A bunch of stuff. So, yeah, a big holiday guy. Love holidays. I'll have some Thanksgiving, Christmas. I'm fired up for the holidays.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to let you get to them. One more question for you, if you don't mind. So you and I have talked at training camp, whatever, because somebody told me you're a big sports talk radio guy. When you hear, and you don't have to any specific names, when you hear sports talk radio people talking about football and like we're, big bad and we know everything, do you just, obviously you're entertained to some degree by it because I know you like sports talk radio as we've discussed, but do you just laugh and go, what are these clowns talking about?
No, I think it's funny because I listen to it and generally, at times there's complete misses.
Mm-hmm.
And then at other times it's like, that's a hell of a point.
Okay.
Some angle we may not have been looking at it. I like hot takes, interesting takes, anything like that. I like hearing, I think generally sports talk radio does a good job of summarizing the public's opinion.
Interesting.
So, and not that I'm too interested in the public's opinion, but I'm curious. Obviously sports talk radio was not doing too great in Chicago after the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, it was a rough week for Tyreek Stevenson and Matt Eberflus.
The guys over at the store, I've been close with them for a long time, so it was a rough weekend for them.
Yeah, I was on with them.
I love it.
I was on a couple of times on the score with last week before the game. I haven't been on since then. I don't think they want to hear anything about the Washington Commanders, but it's a good thing for us, right? Because, we could have had a miserable week around here. Instead, we had a great week. So I want to thank you personally for that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, absolutely. Great week.
Absolutely. Well, Nick, thank you so much for making time for us. I know you're busy with the meetings and the practice and treatment and obviously want to get home to your family for Halloween. So thank you as always. Appreciate you. It's always good to talk to you. Best of luck this Sunday. I'll see you after the game probably at MetLife Stadium. Thanks so much for doing this.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, you got it. Nick Allegretti, 3-time Super Bowl champion, Washington Commanders. Awesome spot. Awesome dude. Love talking to Nick Allegretti. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Try to make it as fun as we can besides the football. All right.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.